Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 141, Photosphere. So for today's episode, I wanted to share a feature that's recently been added to the iOS side of things, and it's been a feature for Android, but now that it's more than just one platform compatible, I figured it's worth sharing that much more. And it's a feature called Photosphere. It's a feature of the Google Camera app that started with the Nexus 5 and expanded to all current versions or current devices running relatively recent versions of Android and now iOS as well. And what this app, or what this particular feature actually does, is lets you create 360-degree pictures. It's born out of a particular mode of panorama, so rather than just doing horizontal and or vertically, you go in every single direction. So what you do when you launch this particular app, whether it's via the iOS app or the mode in the Google Camera for Android, is you'll take pictures. You'll basically go, you'll start at one point, generally your front and center, and then you'll go all the way up, looking basically straight up all the way straight down. And you'll do the same thing basically at every dot along the way in a full circle. The way that this works so that you don't miss a spot is you basically fill in the dots at every dot it takes a picture. Once you're done, you hit the checkbox and it'll stitch together every single picture that you've taken into this 360-degree panorama. You don't have to take a picture at every single dot if you don't want to. So if you want to leave a blank spot, or if you realize that there's going to be a sign that maybe gives away your location, or there's a spot that you may not necessarily want to share because it's not relevant, or you just don't like what it is, it's a blank or dark area, then you can skip it and not have that area included in your Photosphere. From there, in order to generally view it properly, you'll share it to Google Maps or to Google Plus. Both support Photospheres, and that way you can share it and allow other people to be immersed in the panorama or Photosphere that you've taken. A couple of use cases that I've thought about while I was getting my notes ready for this particular episode were, for example, let's say you're a realtor and you want to share pictures of a certain house you have for sale, and you maybe you're starting out, or you're on a budget, or you want a low-cost way of being able to show off the houses or homes that you want to sell. So you can take 360-degree pictures of various rooms in the house to show it off. You know, like kitchen, living rooms, bedrooms, that sort of thing. And basically you'll be able to share those and people can immerse themselves in those images. Otherwise, let's say you are sharing pictures of your new home, another home example, but on a more personal scale, is let's say you moved into a new home and you want to share pictures with family members who may not be able to visit you, or they're in another country, or they can't visit you just yet, but you want to share the pictures with them. You can take these panoramas of your various rooms, share with them, and that sort of thing. Or if you're in a new area, or let's say you're at a park and you want to share the looks of the park because you find it really inspiring, then you can do that as well. So there's all sorts of different, there's a couple of examples, but whatever you want to share that's in a 360-degree space, you can create those and share them in any way, or to basically take any pictures that you want and share them via Google Maps or Google Plus with anybody that you want. So even if you're taking private pictures, you can take the Photosphere for personal reference and back them up, let's say, to Google Plus in a private circle or a private post, so that way you can keep record of that for yourself, for example. I haven't taken one myself, but I did test it out for Android and it works beautifully. I'll have it embedded in my post, so if you want to check out a Photosphere I took of a park, you can see how well it came out. It's pretty cool. You may see a little bit of a point where one of the final images didn't quite overlap. So that's one of the downsides, is that if some of your images don't exactly overlap, you may see some blurring or black spots. So it's kind of important to make sure that you generally take your Photospheres as overlapping as possible, so they stitch together that much more smoothly. So that's really all for this episode. I'll have links in the show notes as well for the Android or the Google Camera app for Android and the Photosphere camera for iOS, so you guys can check it out. Both apps are free, so it doesn't cost you anything to take them or post them or share them for that matter. So definitely check them out. But that's really all there is for this particular episode of This Working Droid. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.